This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Today, our first opportunity of this new spring to chat with K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. As we look not all that far ahead to the initial insect concerns in lawn and garden that you homeowners and gardeners ought to be alert to as the weather warms up. Raymond, nothing much happening at the moment, though. Is that correct?
Yeah, really right now, depending on the temperatures we're having, there's very going to be minimal insect activity. However, I think people should be aware as the temperatures increase, the days get longer, plants start putting out foliage, we should expect to see a number of insect pests, and one of those is the eastern tent caterpillar. The eastern tent caterpillar is one of our earliest caterpillar defoliators, and I'm sure people will recognize it's the one that has those nests in the crotch of cherry and plum and trees like that are out there. The larvae come out during the daytime, feed on the newly emerged leaves, and then eat. And on young plants, they can cause some substantial damage because as the leaves come out, the caterpillars will eat it, and the plant can't manufacture food. So that's a concern, but you can go ahead and take a rake or break open the nest and expose the caterpillars, and the birds will probably come in and feed on the caterpillars.
But those will start to make their move fairly soon now, you think? Is that how they operate?
Well, it depends, again, on the temperatures, Eric. I would imagine we see them probably early April. But really, on maybe the southern part of the state, they might see them sooner. But again, contingent on those ambient air temperatures we receive.
But the idea with the eastern tent caterpillar is to physically remove it as opposed to spraying it.
Yeah, it's difficult. Once they're in the nest, it's difficult to spray them because the nest provides protection. So you can take a rake or a force of water spray to just disrupt that nest. They'll be exposed, and then you'll have birds and other vertebrates going in after them. But I don't think there's any rational or justification for actually spraying them at that point, Eric.
But be alert to eastern tent caterpillar activity. There are two tree borers that you wanted to bring to folks' attention right away here as spring gets rolling. The lilac ash borer will be active soon, you say.
Yeah, the lilac ash borer is actually a caterpillar borer. We typically encounter in April. There could be one or two generations a year. The adult will come out, the males or maybe the females, and the females will then consequently lay eggs on the bark of an ash or lilac tree. The larva will tunnel in and then, of course, start feeding on the internal contents of the tree. Once the larva in the tree, it's almost too late. So that's why if you do have a history of the lilac or ash borer on your lilac or ash trees, then you can apply a insecticide barrier. We generally recommend permethrin. Permethrin is a pyrethroid with long residual activity, and you spray from the base to about 6 to 8 feet. And so when the eggs are laid, the larvae are hit that barrier and are consequently killed, so that prevents their entry into the tree. But also just maintain the health of your plants, water, fertility, pruning and mulching, things like that. The peach tree borer is a problem, obviously, on peach, and it's relative. The lesser peach tree borer can be a problem. They're very similar to lilac ash borer. They are caterpillar borers, not wood-boring beetles, and they lay their eggs at the base of a peach tree, and the eggs hatch and larvae tunnel through, and they can cause some substantial damage if not dealt with. But the same thing would be like our insecticide barrier. There are some pheromone traps that producers can use or even gardeners could use to capture the adult males, and that'll tell you that they're out. In most cases for insects, the males come out first and the females later, but that'll give you sort of an early detection. I need to put a barrier treatment to prevent those larvae from entering the tree.
But you would put those barriers on fairly early here before letting either of these get out of hand. Right.
I'd probably put them on early April if the temperature is conducive, too. Now, remember, if it rains, you may have to go back out there and make another application. Yeah.
Raymond, as we go along here, we'll be talking with you frequently about lawn and garden insect pests to contend with and how to do so. Appreciate your time right here. Many thanks.
Always enjoyed, Eric, and look forward to hopefully a fruitful 2020 season.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University with us. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.